fourth annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 15th, 2011. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. On October 15th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
Join Nintendo Oki on October 22nd as we participate in the Extra Life 24-Hour Gaming Marathon to raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. Play games, heal kids, save lives.
Everybody, welcome to the Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 12 questions, you give us 12 answers, and you get the chance to win free stuff. I'm your host, Tony. Joining me, as he does every week, we got Shelby Coulter.
Oh, trivia time. 12 questions will be asked. 12 questions may be answered. Do you have what it takes to win Kirby's Return to Dreamland? Find out today on the next exciting episode of the Question Block.
Like I want to win a copy of Kirby's Return to Dreamland. Well, can I do that?
Maybe if you listen to another trivia show. Come on, dude. I got to explain this to you after all the times you explained it to me. Really?
Yes, you do, because I want to win this game.
Well, like I said earlier, this is probably going to end up... Somebody's going to win this game, meaning that I don't get it as soon as I want to get it. So, you know, I'm trying to lay a guilt trip on somebody here.
I don't think it's going to work. And already, after just a week, I know there is some heavy competition for this game.
People like Kirby, man. What can I say?
They do. It was tight after the first week. I know this is a couple weeks out, but after the first week, it was 2 points separating first place and last place. Man. So
there you go, people. People, pay attention, you know. Answer those music questions. I know they're hard. I know y'all hate me, but they're there for a reason. We gotta divide people up.
Definitely, if you think you've had a bad week, one guy emailed me, he's like, I know I screwed this up. If you think you have a bad week, that probably means other people might be having a bad week as well. But it's also very easy to make up points later in the month. So, but right now, Shelby, we got to give everybody the answers to last week's questions.
We do.
Round one was the music round. We were doing 4-player games, correct?
We were. That was the category. You were
all right, correctly. So, question one, Mario Strikers Charged.
This is the Sudden Death Overtime music. This is a really catchy song. Like I said last week, I had a hard time deciding which song from Mario Strikers Charged I wanted to use. But this one won out, because I really like the song.
I really like this game. I like watching the power shots in this game.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Some of those animations are really cool.
Yeah. It's weird. Listening to the song like makes me want to get up and like do things fast for some reason.
I think that was kind of the idea.
I guess so, yeah.
Actually. And then question two was from Gladius. And this is a game you and I were having some confusion about over if this was one of the ones that I didn't particularly like. The one we were alluding to was...
Fantasy Star Online Episode 1
Fantasy
and 2.
Star Online. But I also... remember not liking this one very much.
You don't like Gladius, really? It's like a 4-player RTS game. It's pretty cool, I think. There's not a lot of games like it.
I think a lot of it was because the three other guys, you and Will and Peter, knew a lot about this game, and I was coming into it fresh for the first time.
We just dumped you into it. Yeah, that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah. So,
but for anybody that hasn't played Gladius, check out the game. If you like RTS stuff, it's basically like... It's a 4-player co-op game. You are gladiators in an arena fighting other gladiators, and you like move for positions and pick your attacks and like try to flank people. It's a really cool game.
And I'm a big fan of, you know, grid-based strategy games, and so I'm surprised I didn't like it as much. Maybe if I played around with single player a little bit before I had jumped straight into multiplayer, it might have been a little different.
It's LucasArts, too, which is why I was so surprised that you wouldn't like it, because you're usually a fan of anything related to George Lucas and Star Wars.
Yes. Yes, I am. And then question three was a game called Ribbit King. This is one of those obscure titles you tossed out there.
Yeah, okay, people. I'm sorry. I know you guys don't like me. I apologize if you spent, you know, hours trying to figure this out and trying to look into songs, but you know what?
Has anybody ever played Ribbit King?
Maybe me and two other people. It's actually kind of fun, oddly enough. But let me describe this. This is a game, it's golf, but instead of having a club, you have a hammer.
Oh, that box art is awesome.
And instead of having a ball, you have a frog.
It's got, like, the little shredded mini-wheat guy on the cover.
Yeah, yeah. You recall correctly. It's a really weird game. It's very... I want to say it's very Japanese, but I don't know if it's a Japanese developed game. It almost has to be as crazy.
It's a Bandai game.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, it's Japanese. But it's actually kind of a fun little golf game. The music in it, this song was kind of catchy. I was kind of struggling to come up with four-player games that weren't... this category was kind of hard by design, because the four-player clue wasn't the best, so... I don't know. Maybe I went a little overboard. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. You gotta have some, you know.
I'm making people earn my copy of Kirby's Return to Dreamland, dang it.
That's right. Round two last week was the Blue Blurred, talking about Sonic spinoff games. Question four. This action-adventure platformer, you can receive one of 10 different endings by completing a combination of missions labeled as Hero, Dark, and Normal.
Shadow the Hedgehog for the GameCube.
Oh, Shadow the Hedgehog, where you get a gun.
Shadow the Hedgehog. Do you really need to say anymore? I mean, the only thing you can go there is Black Doom. And once you get that, that's the rock bottom of Sonic right there. So,
not the Sonic franchise's finest hours.
I need to ask Gaz what his opinion of Shadow the Hedgehog and Black Doom are as characters, and of the game Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm just curious if he would just roll his eyes and go, just give the, you know, the Gaz British accent answer that I totally hope he would give.
It's terrible, mate.
Something like that. I thought about trying to reproduce it, but the last time I tried to do a Gaz impression, he was on the show, and he said, that was awful. So I kind of hold off on it now.
Question five. This Game Gear game mixes platforming with RPG elements and has different plot lines for the Japanese and Western releases.
I've been waiting for this one. Tales Adventure for the Game Gear, as the question said. Okay, so the Japanese version is... The game is a prequel, and it takes place before any of the Sonic games do, and before Sonic and Tails even meet. And Tails just lives on this island, and these crazy mean birds come to take over the island, and Tails has to stop them. That's the plot for the Japanese version. For the Western version, Tails is tired from his adventures with Sonic, and so he goes on vacation to a random island, and as he gets there, these crazy birds show up and try to take over. That's not even close!
I mean, why would they do something like that? What's the point?
Why did we get Doki Doki Mario? I don't know who was making the decisions back then.
That one was because Nintendo said North American gamers would hate the game because it was too hard.
Okay, so maybe Sega thought North American gamers wouldn't like it, that it's a prequel? That's the best I can give.
Are Americans against prequels?
I don't know.
George Lucas says probably.
I can say, he's definitely like on both sides of that somehow. He's adding fuel to both parts of that fire, so... Oddly enough, in the re-release of Tales Adventure, when they're going to put the Tales Adventure on the eShop for the Game Gear games, Tails is going to blink now. So yeah, look out for that.
Really?
Yeah, like the Ewoks.
New animations,
little
awesome.
Little convoluted. It wasn't really that good of a joke, I'm sorry.
And Sonic goes, no!
It was too far to go. It was too long of a road to get to the Ewok blinking joke. I'm sorry.
Question six. Surprisingly, this Sonic game released in 1996 did not appear on any of Sega's platforms, despite Sega not leaving the console market until 2001.
Sonic Schoolhouse. This is one of several Sonic educational games. Nintendo was making those too with Mario. This is a PC-only game.
That's strange.
It's very strange. There was multiple games, actually, that of Sonic spin-off games that were, that didn't appear on Sega systems. There was this weird, like, educational toy thing, kind of basically like the 90s version of the VTech and Leapfrog stuff now. But, yeah, there was a couple weird Sonic spin-off games for those as well that never appeared, I think. I mean, those I can see because they're built specifically for this weird oddball piece of hardware, but a PC game, you know, they could stick that on a cart, couldn't they?
I would think.
You'd think. It's surprising they didn't, as, you know, as much as they stink and slap Sonic on everything else. So they were at that point, I guess, so.
Yeah, they're trying to get that mascot out everywhere they possibly could.
Yeah, Sega burned through mascots everywhere. Remember Alex Kidd? Remember him? Nobody does.
He didn't last very long.
He didn't last long at all. He had one good game. Some people say it's good. I played it. I didn't really like it.
Crash Bandicoot. Tried. Didn't really work.
Man, I like Crash, too. And then Naughty Dog stopped making them, and then it went downhill. But they started making Uncharted, which is good. What podcast is this? What am I talking about? Am I supposed to talk about news or trivia questions?
This is a trivia podcast.
Okay, I get confused sometimes.
Round three last week was called You Can Quote Me on That. And this was our more serious quotes. We had done funny, silly English quotes before. Now we were doing something a little bit more serious.
Chortles.
So, question seven. So then I went shopping and bought a ham. It needed mustard.
Zidane?
From Zidane, Final Fantasy. Zidane, yeah.
Yeah, from Final Fantasy IX?
Nine.
It'd be, if it was the Japanese pronunciation, it would be Zidane, would be how we'd say it. But that, you know, that's not how English works. So
this is Zidane.
Knows? Yeah.
That's what Zidane.
Zidane, 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 Hardak, I don't know, Batman.
Bill.
Roger. Jack, you know, all of these are words that could work. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm glad this is... Okay, yep. Okay, go on.
Question eight.
They told me, son, you're special. You were born to do great things. You know what? They were right.
This is why we started laughing, because I said Jack a second ago, and that's the answer to this question from BioShock.
Jack from BioShock, right before the plane crashes.
Yeah.
This is the very first thing that you ever hear, first quote that you hear in the game.
Oh, here's the thing that's going to blow your mind, though, Tony. Did the plane really crash, or was it just programmed into your brain?
That's a good question. I saw, really playing the game, I saw pieces of the airplane in the water.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of my theory to it. Like, when you gain control is where he actually starts living it, and it's not programmed. So, like, did they just, like set up fake pieces of the plane, or was that programmed in and he was just swimming out in the water, and it was kind of a half-and-half thing? We don't really know. That game will mess with your head.
A little bit, yeah. Moving on. Question nine.
Didn't we have some fun, though? Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
GLaDOS from Portal.
Yes. Love this game.
A good game.
Love GLaDOS. She's even better in Portal 2.
She is.
The interaction between her and Wheatley was just hilarious.
Yeah, God, Wheatley. Yeah, God, Portal 2 is so good. So good.
I agree.
This is like the best game that's ever happened.
It's high on my list. Possibly one of my games of the year for this year.
Really
not,
good.
Not possibly. It will be one of my games of the year for this year. But
really good. Like, it's scary how good that game is.
Yeah, Portal was one of those games I can remember. How are they going to do this better? And then they did.
I'll tell you what, man. Gabe Newell. Those guys know what they're doing.
The question is, Portal 3, are they going to even attempt that?
I don't know. Valve is kind of scared of the number 3, I think. So, get it?
Yes, I do. Episode 3, not out. Half-Life 3, not out.
Hey, you got both of them. Good job. You were on the ball, sir. Way to go.
Thank you. But we're moving on past round 3. We're going to round 4 now.
Round 4.
Man. Good segue. Way to go. I totally ruined it by pointing it out, but way to go.
Round 4 was finger-licking good. Talking about video game chickens. Question 10. This game stars a red chicken who must navigate through bizarre platforming levels filled with balloons, cheese, and other strange elements. At one point, in order to obtain a power-up, he must answer a phone to make Mr. Peckles give him a pot of jam.
Alfred the Chicken.
Alfred the Chicken.
Who is this? Is this a...
He was a chicken. He was red.
What system does this game appear on?
Let's see if I can remember. Golly. It was... Hold on. It was an Amiga game. Super Nintendo is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
There was a Super Nintendo version of Alfred Chicken.
Well, the thing you said Amiga, I'm like, okay, that's pretty obscure. So.
And the actual Super Nintendo version was called Super Alfred Chicken.
Okay, I just want to take a moment and kind of point out here. People may come at me for Ribbit King, but Alfred the Chicken? Really? I don't think that's any better.
But I don't know.
You got more of a clue with the question instead of just four-player game and then a song. I'll give you that. But still, Alfred the Chicken, Ribbit King.
It is a pretty... just wait. It's going to get more obscure here in just a second.
Just trying to say, you know, maybe it's not all my fault sometimes. You know, maybe.
Question 11. This franchise consists of more than 30 different releases for the PC and the DS. The first game in the series was a shoot-em-up and was Germany's most popular computer game in the early 2000s.
Morhun?
Morhun. A Crazy Chicken is what the American version of the game was called. And there really are 30 games in the series. Question 12. This Wii game was met with unanimously negative reviews. Some included GameSpot, which called it Duck Hunt for Idiots. The game received a negative 2 out of 10 from reviews on the run, and InGamer gave it a 7%, the lowest score ever by them for a Wii game.
Chicken Shoot.
It is a light gun style game for the Wii, and it is terrible.
I've not played it firsthand. I've seen some footage. I was not impressed.
It is just awful. There's no denying that fact. And the box art is great. Have you seen the box art for this game?
I've seen the box art for this game.
Just a chicken with a crosshair on it.
I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but I did. I'm sorry. Yeah. Forgive me.
That's one of those games that's so bad, you just go out and buy it just to say, I own one of the worst games ever made.
I do that a lot. That's why I got Wipeout on Wii. And that's why I got Bad Dudes on NES.
That's why I own both Saint and the Monkey King for the Wii.
That's really the same game. So that's like I'm saying, one game, technically.
That is true. They are the same game made by the same publisher with the same sound assets and power-ups. It's just that they put a different coat of paint on them so that they could have two games on the shelf.
That's horrible. That's so, against the law.
There you go. There are your answers to last week's 12 questions. Let's move on to episode 37's questions. If you want to enter the trivia contest for your chance to win that copy of Kirby's Return to Dreamland, send your answers to the following 12 questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. We'll keep track of everybody's answers for the entire month. At the end of the month, the person with the most correct answers will win that copy of Kirby's Return to Dreamland for the Wii. I want it. Shelby wants it. You're going to be the one that ends up getting it, though. You, the listener. So... Round one, Shelby. Music, what do you got for us this week?
Well, as we all know, there are many princesses in the Mushroom Kingdom. Rosalina. You go directly to Rosalina. You know, some people out there are going to shout Peach or Princess Toadstool. Hey, you know, either way, I'll let it go.
Could Pauline be considered a princess?
She's not a princess.
Girl.
She's just a chick that gets kidnapped by a monkey, you know. But, I totally sidetracked my train of thought with that. Princess Daisy. That's where I go for my princess.
Your favorite princess.
She is my favorite, you know. Got the yellow dress, you know, the tomboy. I definitely like Daisy. Okay. So these are going to be music from games with Princess Daisy in them. So anybody complaining that last week's music was too hard, okay. There's like a very limited number of games to choose from here. So don't say I never did anything for you people.
This week's music round is like a gimme.
Almost. Even making it, I was like, man, this is just too easy. But I did it anyway. I did it for you, listener.
For me?
No, for the listeners. Okay. I don't care about you.
Well, thanks.
I'm just joking. That was pretty mean, though.
Oh, so there you go. Princess Daisy music. Question one. We're going to play a piece of music right now. want you to tell me what game that comes from. I have this game.
Do you? I cannot find it. I've been looking for it for a long time.
I got it for free.
Dragon? What?
Well, that's a hint for anybody out there.
Oh, okay.
So, if you don't know why, I'll tell you later.
I totally don't. You'll have to tell me later.
Okay. So, there you go. Question two. We're going to play a piece of music right now. Tell me what game that comes from.
This game I do have.
You have played this game. I wouldn't say a lot, but
I've played. I would say I haven't played it enough. Well, I take that back. I've played it enough. I want to play it more.
It's not bad. It's hit or miss, I think, though. Really.
Yeah. It's. I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to give it away. So let's move on.
All right. Question three. We're going to play a piece of music right now. Game that comes from.
I have this game too.
I'm going to tell you right now, this game, if anybody's paying attention, is going to be featured on the site pretty soon.
Man, this category is easy enough, dude. Come on.
If you're listening to this show on Friday, pay attention to the site tomorrow. You'll get the answer. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have the energy to call you Sleuth and McClue Giver at this point. I'm just disgusted in you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Shelby.
No, you're not. You're not sorry enough.
Round two, New Game Plus. These are video games that have a second version of the game that you can play after you've finished the first time through.
Okay, I like that. New Game Plus is a good thing. I like that. More people should do that.
I am a big fan of New Game Plus. So, question four. While it wasn't the first game to feature the concept of New Game Plus, this game is generally considered to be the game that coined the term New Game Plus. It contained 13 different endings in its original release.
You know, Dead Space did a thing with New Game Plus. Like, you could play New Game Plus and carry over all your stuff, but you couldn't change the difficulty level.
So you were stuck with whatever difficulty level?
It made it really hard to play it on the hardest setting. Because basically you would die in one hit, and you had to start literally from scratch. So, yeah.
That's never a good thing.
And some people are sadistic with those achievements, dude, I tell you.
That's true. I think that's kind of the point of achievements in some cases, though.
Oh, yeah. And this is true. This is true. If it was easy, everybody would have it.
That's true. I'd have 1,000 points in every game. I don't have 1,000 points in any game.
I got it in a few.
Question 5. This game is actually the first to have what was considered a New Game Plus feature. The layouts and item placements and levels were completely different. It could actually be accessed by entering a password on the character select screen.
Password is a character select screen? That's kind of sneaky.
It is kind of sneaky.
Yeah.
You could bypass the first, you know, game altogether by just putting in one word on the character select screen.
Is the password plus?
No, the password is not plus.
Okay. Well, don't give what the password is. That'd be another clue. You don't need to give more clues at this point.
I will not give any more clues.
You are over your clue quota for this episode.
And then question six. An update for the PS3 to this game in November of 2008 allowed access to new challenge rooms as well as the inclusion of a new game plus feature.
You give out any more clues, I'm going to call the clue police, and they're going to come and bust you down.
What about the clue crew from Jeopardy?
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Really?
Yes.
See, here I was getting ready to try to make a joke about the board game clue, and then you go bring up Jeopardy. It's probably better, because my joke probably wasn't going to be that funny, honestly, looking back on it.
Yeah. Well, it's late. It's kind of hard to make jokes at this point.
You want me to go ahead and make the joke anyway? We'll see if it was going to work.
Sure.
You know, the clue police are going to come and arrest you, and they're going to come ask me for questioning, because I'm the one that called you, and I'm going to say, well, it was Tony in his house with the clue.
Okay, yeah, that probably didn't work so well.
Not that good?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
Maybe I should just never said it in the first place.
Oh, round three is called Some Assembly Required. These are peripherals that you have to put together.
Assemble. Well, you got to attach them to something. You know, they got to be attached to a system, a controller, a thing. You know, assembly required.
The peripherals that you've got to attach to a system, which kind of is all peripherals, I think.
I don't know. These more assembly than others.
Okay, there you go. It takes a little bit of effort.
I had the description of this category sent to you in the email. What happened? It didn't make it to the show notes. What is
it? It did not make the copy paste.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we flounder because of it, so curse you, right. Clipboard.
Question seven. This device features a touchpad button and attaches quite cumbersomely to its system's main controller. Touchpad button.
Yeah, I didn't even know it had this. I kind of want one of these just because they're so ugly and weird. And I would never use it. I don't know. I shouldn't. I don't need it. I don't. Just because I like having weird video game things, you know?
You do like to have weird video game things.
I do. It's a problem. It's like a disease. I fight it every day. Every day.
And there's no cure for it, I don't think.
The only cure is more weird video game stuff.
So, speaking of more weird video game stuff, question eight. This device was meant to add online functionality to its respective system, but ultimately only added online play to four games and LAN play for three others.
I have one of these. Will has one of these. I think we know another person that has one of these, and that's it. I don't know anyone else that has this.
You were the only three that ever bought this peripheral.
It may be, and me and Will bought them the same day because we found them. We found two of them, like, in the store, like, super dusty, like big, thick layer of dust on it. We had to, like, wipe it off. Is that really what we think it is? Well, we have to buy this. Why?
The question is, did you ever actually use it?
Barely.
Barely?
Barely. We used it for one of the games that this question talks about.
Question nine. This CD-ROM peripheral fits into the cartridge slot of its parent system and is speculated that only 20,000 units were ever produced.
Talk about owning obscure game stuff. Only 20,000 made. It's like the video game equivalent of a diamond, dude.
That is not very many of these things that were made.
It's not. And from what I understand, they don't work very well anyway.
Well, with this system, I can imagine not.
I know. Like, some people don't even know this exists. That's why I made this question, because I want people to go learn about this thing and go, what? Really? That exists?
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. Round four this week is called Something's Fishy. Talking about video game fish.
See, that description of the category made it. What happened?
I wrote that after I copied and pasted yours.
Did you? You need to fix your right-click paste button. Something's broken with it.
It's selective copy.
Is it just right-click paste without the E? It's just... pasta? Wait, that wouldn't be what...
That would be past.
Past? Right-click past? It takes you back in time?
It did.
Back
That's
in time
exactly
to when...
what happened.
I'm just going to make more bad jokes. I'm just going to stop now.
Question 10. This virtual fish more closely resembles a human than a fish. One of his many talents is to present random trivia to the player, sharing significant events that happened on the player's birthday.
Man, I don't know how much I'm down with talking humanoid fish...
that man. Give you useless trivia that happened on your birthday.
Yeah, man, that ain't cool, man. That's weird.
It is weird, I will say that.
I'm creeped out a little bit. A lot of bit.
Creepy. Quite a bit.
Talking fish.
Question 11. This PopCap-developed game puts players in the role of a fish whose goal is to eat all of the other fish on the screen. Eating smaller fish will allow you to grow so that you can eat bigger fish. Getting eaten by fish that are bigger than you causes you to lose a life.
Did you ever see the new G.I. Joe movie that came out here like a year or so ago at this point?
Yes, I did.
My favorite part of that movie was the robot fish.
Robot fish.
You don't remember it. It was like one shot. It was just like there was a school of fish, and they were like trying to recon Cobra's secret underwater base or Destro at that point. But and like one of them fish was a robot. It was just like a robot fish, just checking things out.
I'm just gonna say I liked that movie because Doctor Who was in it.
I kind of liked that movie too, and I went in with very low expectations, thinking it was going to be bad. It still wasn't. I think they could have done better with a G.I. Joe movie, but for what it was entertaining.
It was. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good action movie. It might not have been a great G.I. Joe movie, but it was a good action movie.
The ending was stupid, but
well,
it had a robot fish, so, you know.
And Doctor Who. That's all you need.
Doctor Who fish. That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
One fish, two fish, Doctor Who fish. Question 12. Feeding your pet a fish in this game will cause them to transform into dozens of different types of monsters based on the fish they ate. The effects are temporary, and your pet will eventually return to normal.
What's with fish eating other fish?
It's like the whole circle of life thing. I don't know.
Wow, you gotta go deep with it. I was just gonna make some joke about fish eating fish and try not to make a Mitch Hedberg joke in the process, but... You got to bring up Aladdin, Lion King.
Yeah, that was the Lion King, not Aladdin.
Yeah, that would be something about you never had a friend like a fish. That's a whole different thing.
10,000 years in a fish tank will give you such a crick in the neck.
That show's over. We're done.
And that is actually the end of the show. If you actually paid attention to those 12 questions this week and you want to enter the trivia contest, you can send your answers to podcast@nintendo-oki.com, where we'll keep track of everybody's answers for the entire month. At the end of the month, the person with the most correct answers will win a copy of Kirby's Return to Dream Land for the Wii. I had a lot of fun, Shelby. It got weird at the end.
People got to power through to listen to this show. I'm sure it gets hard sometimes, just listen to us babble on about this stuff. But, you know,
Better next week.
Somebody's got to talk about robot fish. You know, it's got to happen. These conversations need to be had.
They do need to be had. But right now, everybody's got to hit Google, hit Wikipedia, do whatever you do to answer those questions. Send your answers to those 12 questions to us and come back next week for 12 more.